It's time for Golf DMV, the podcast highlighting golf in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Low handicap, high handicap, or somewhere in between. If you love golf, you're in the right place. PGA, LPGA, industry trends. Golf DMV has it covered. And now, here is Claude Jennings.
Welcome back to Golf DMV, everybody. Another week. What's the first week in December? I mean, it's today as we're recording. It's December 2nd.
Yeah.
The year is basically over. 2018, goodbye. 2019.
28 days.
Here we go.
3 weeks till Christmas.
Was it 31 days this month?
It's 31.
31.
Mm-hmm. New Year's Eve.
Right.
It's always on December
31st. It's always 31 days in December?
Is this, I mean,
I'm
this
asking,
a joke?
I don't know.
I'm dead serious.
Because sometimes, aren't there some months that are like
the leap year in February every 4 years?
29 or something.
Yeah, February.
There's 28, and then every 4 years there's a leap year.
But every
is a 29.
But there are some months that are always 30 and some months are always 31, correct?
Every month, yes. Aside from February, that is always 28 except every 4 years.
No. Okay, but I'm saying.
Then every other month is either
30 or 31, right?
Correct. And they don't alternate.
So November's one. No, November's one of the never months change. With this just 30 days. December's one with this 31.
Right. And it always goes 30, 31, or 31 and then
one. Right. Right. And then you start over. But
I didn't mean that. I meant like January's always 31.
Uh-huh.
February is either 28 or 29.
Uh-huh. Sounds like we're adding
March
my scorecard
is
here.
Always March is always 31.
Is it? Okay.
And
I never paid attention.
31 every other month.
Every other month.
It may feel like it changes because some months, you know, some months have 30, some have 31. And so,
I just never paid attention
except
to it.
Except for July and August, which are both 31.
Sure.
But here's the question I have. Why do you know this?
Probably because I went to school.
I mean, were you college degree too?
I learned it in third grade.
Where did you go?
That's Prince George's County Education Network.
I was an honor roll student in PG County.
That actually speaks volumes. After this conversation,
this is a golf show, ladies and gentlemen.
You didn't learn that?
No, it's new to me. This is new to me. I never paid attention to it.
Yeah. Did you know this?
No, but I mean, it's something that if you don't pay attention to it,
Did you not know this?
No, I mean, when I think about it, I never really paid attention to how many days were in each month.
There was never a curriculum when we in third grade where they said, okay, today we're going to learn about the calendar. I don't remember that class.
I do remember that curriculum.
But I do think it's great that
you
know that.
But I don't remember what grade it was in.
I'm just saying, I didn't know that.
I really feel like
I'm being punked right now.
What I need to know is, who's who screwed up here, us or you?
Yeah, like, is this just like random information that I know and there's really no need for? Or
because we have calendars. That's why I look at a calendar. I didn't know I was supposed to keep that in my head.
But
Because sometimes I look, I'm like, how many days are in this month? Like, okay, 30. All right, 31.
Yeah, but you always know December. Like, did you know December is always 31?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
I knew that.
Did you know that October is always 31?
No.
Yes, because of Halloween.
Because Halloween is on the 31st. Why
is it really?
Okay.
I just thought it was the 30 for the 31st. It's always the last toward the end of the month. It could be one of those days. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Okay, so if those listening right now who are, if you're either dumbfounded
like
by the fact that LB did not know this, or you're dumbfounded by the fact that I knew this useless information.
Or by the fact that I never really thought about it.
I'm just legitimately interested. Golf DMV one.
I'm going to ask around.
I bet more people pay attention to that.
Well, I want to know. So Instagram, Twitter, Golf DMV one, Golf DMV one. @gmail.com
and
Golf DMV on Facebook.
You can find it all at golfdmvpodcast.com. That's the website.
Just go to the website.
We've got all that stuff.
Forget all the other stuff. Just go to the website.
Indeed. Yeah. Forget that like you forget that December, that New Year's Eve is always on December 31st.
Sometimes New Year's Eve is always a day before the 1st.
Right. Yep.
It's always December 31st.
The last day of December.
That's correct.
There you go.
I'm covered. Three ways of saying the same thing. It's always before the 1st. It's always the last day of December. And it's always on the 31st.
Sure.
So we got some golf to talk about today. So LB had a round. Where did you play?
Worthington Manor.
Who was with you?
Uh, Rick's, my friend Squirrel. Well, I call him Squirrel, but Rick McCormick, our friend.
Glad
episode
that Rick,
number four. Episode number four.
I thought it was
Rick.
Episode five.
Well, I thought it was four.
And Green Turtle, Live at the Green
and
Turtle.
Green Turtle.
A great speech.
Yes.
And was glad that he was able to make it out. Glad he was able to play golf again with you guys.
We played with Vern. Vern was there.
And your only
my only golf buddy, Vern. My only consistent golf buddy, I call him that. And we've moved up. At least we're not.
Right.
Yeah, at least we're in the.
I talked about y'all bad today. Don't worry about it.
That's fine.
And
guess who didn't lose sleep over
and
that?
And a coworker of Rick's named Darius. He played with us today, too.
Nice.
So, quick question. Where is Worthington Manor?
Worthington Manor, from my house, is really convenient. It's
right up 80, just across the other side of 270. So, it's like in the Urbana area, if you know what Urbana is.
Yeah, I know Urbana.
Right. It's right off of 80.
270.
So, if you're going up 270, you take 80 going west.
Oh, I know where it is.
So, it's kind of. Yeah. Yep.
I felt
it's
my
near those out. Is that near
past the outlets?
That's past the Clarksburg. It's past those.
Okay. Clarksburg. My brother-in-law posted on Facebook that he was playing at Worthington Manor today.
Really?
Yeah, Chris Brown. Not that Chris Brown. Chris Brown.
I didn't see a lot of us out there today.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. He's they're definitely us's. So, yes.
Your brother-in-law?
Yes. My wife's sister, Tiana. Well, my wife's name's Sierra, but Sierra's sister, Tiana, from her dad's side, her husband.
Okay.
You probably saw them at our wedding, but just didn't realize.
Gosh. How long have you been married now?
Yeah. 9 years.
Oh, yeah. No.
I remember LB being there and Mrs. Brooks.
I remember a few things about that wedding, but
I remember Sandrina Mutinda being there. And I think that's where it stops.
Okay.
All right.
I remember the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember your reception.
Reception was fun.
Yeah.
We had fun, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I have a picture of that.
I remember the church.
Somebody Candace took a picture. Candace Woods took a picture. Brendan and I at that table came out really nice. One of the better pictures we took in a long time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's a budding photographer.
Yeah. How about that?
Right.
You've been married 9 years
doesn't
already?
Seem like it, right?
Wow. You done. Yeah.
Nine years. Time flies, man. Yeah. You guys played Worthington Manor. What kind of condition was the course?
It was actually.
Oh, wait, no, he was in Musket Ridge. Never mind.
Oh, right. That's a good course, too.
That's in Virginia, right?
No, that's Frederick.
Oh, no. North. That's up past. Yeah. That's right.
North of.
I want to play that. So when you're on 70 and you kind of look down at it, is that right?
That might be Maryland National if it's on the right.
Yes.
That's Maryland National, I believe. Yeah.
There's a lot of courses.
A lot of good courses out that way.
Have you played Worthington Manor before?
Yes, but long.
Okay. So this was one of the ones on the list that you said, "Hey, if I'm going to play throughout the rest of this year, I'm going to play courses."
And it's a link style course. There are houses on it, but it's only in a few spots, and they're so far away that they're not in play.
Nice,
which is good. The condition, given the monsoon yesterday and it was muddy today.
Man, it rained.
Yes. There's two Saturdays in a row that it kills my Sunday golf.
Actually, it was raining hard this morning, too.
Did it rain this morning?
Yeah. My power actually went out.
People got it wrong.
Oh, they were totally
wrong. Today was supposed to be the good day. Now Monday's going to be the good day.
Right, because it never got. Well, I don't know what we're estimating it never got over 50. And it stayed cloudy.
That's probably right.
It stayed cloudy and damp. We never saw the sun. One time it looked like it was going. The clouds got like we were going to see some sun. We all got excited and then it went back in.
100% chance you were car path only.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I knew that. We knew that. Yeah. I knew that on Friday it was going to be car path only. But again, I was like, if it's going to be 60 and wet, I'm going.
Right.
And it wasn't bad, but it was, I had like one particular shot, for example, that it was in a muddy area, and I said to myself, I should move this.
You should, yes.
And I didn't.
You did not.
And then I duffed it and put it in the lake. So it cost me two strokes right there. Uh-huh. And I shot 93. So, you know what I mean?
See?
Stupid stuff like that.
Yep. See, what needs to happen is I need to caddy for LB.
Right.
Because there's no use in me playing anymore. I'm not any good. We're talking about 2019. I'm just as bad in 2018 at the end of the year as it was in the beginning of the year. But I should, because I would have said, LB, let's just play. Let's take
let's
it
move this out.
Let's
out of
just
that.
Move it,
this
man.
Out of this spot.
Let's just
and
move
I sure
it.
Should have, because I hit into that mud and water, and it went. It needed to go 50 yards, and it went 30 right into the water.
I say it all the time. LB is a mid-80s golfer. If it's just not for stuff like that happening. Yeah, but anyway, so
Darius is a pretty good golfer. Okay, he and Rick work together, and he might be working. He's supposed to be getting an offer from John Hopkins, so he might be working out there with you.
Yeah, but
well, He might be a Johns Hopkins employee. Y'all won't work together at all because he's an IT guy anyway. He's a network guy.
Yeah. But IT is actually in my building, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. Well, it depends. I mean, it's 40,000.
You stand outside and be like, hey, are you Darius?
Are you Darius?
Hey,
yeah.
I mean, I get that. It's funny because I get that all the time, especially Bernanda, because she, you know, assistant principal, and she's like, oh, do you know such and such? Because they work at Hopkins. I'm like, Hopkins is the second largest employer in the state of Maryland next to the state of Maryland. There's like 20, I mean, not, I'm not kidding. Yeah. I think there's 40,000 people.
So asking you if you know a guy named John is ridiculous.
Yeah. Do you know John in IT? Where there's like 13,000 people work in IT.
Right.
Yeah. And 3,000 Johns.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. And then it's like, does he work for a hospital? Does he work for a university? Does he work, you know? Well, good luck to him because Hopkins is a great place to work.
Yeah. So, what else about that place?
Can he hit it?
Yeah, he's a good player. He's a really consistent player. His biggest thing was he had to beat Rick because he wanted to go back to work, and Rick talked smack to him. So he was
aware that they were in competition?
That's a good question. That is a good question. I don't know, but I know Durst was in competition. No, I don't know if Rick knew.
Yeah, yeah.
Durst was in competition.
Was he vocal about this competition?
To us, he was. Okay, I don't know if he said much to Rick.
That is
and
funny.
That's the thing. They had the scorecard on the table, and I should have picked it up, and I think we left it in the restaurant when we left. On the table. So I know Rick said that he beat Vern, so he was happy about that.
Really?
So I don't
Vern know. Was not excited about that.
Well, I don't think Vern knew or cared because Vern had left. The last couple of holes, Vern really didn't. Well, he played, and then the ball, like on the 18th hole, his ball, somewhere we just couldn't find it. And we thought it was, he thought he hit a good shot toward the green.
That happens.
And we just could not find
his
ball.
Couldn't find it.
So I don't think he scored the last two holes or whatever. But so on the front, I was +9 on the front.
This is Rick's like second time playing all year, third time or something like that.
He strokes some pretty good shots. I mean, he had some errant shots, and I kept waiting for him because his normal MO is he'll start out good, and then at some point, you know, the wheels fall off, and he can't hit the broadside of a barn. and he even told Darius that. He said, "Yeah, I'm doing good now, but I'm expecting this to stop soon." And it never really stopped. Mm-hmm. I think he ended up shooting 96 or 7.
He should only play three or four times a year.
Right, exactly. It never go. And they were actually at the range because, you know, Rick don't go to range either.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So when I got there, and I ran a little bit late myself because people.
You only got there an hour and a half early.
No, I was only. I think I had 20. I was there at the 20 till.
Oh, wow.
We had noon tea time. I didn't get there till 20 off. What I was going to say.
You get there, they're at the driving range.
Yeah. Rick was actually hitting balls, which he normally doesn't do anyway. Mm-hmm. He normally just plays cold. But the course is a nice layout. I thought the design was nice. The greens, given all the rain we had, were still kind of, they weren't fast. So apparently Rick said that the starter had told him, you should be glad it rained because it slowed the greens down.
And they were still fast.
And they were still. In some places they were. A lot of times we would even putt short, you know, a couple feet short, stuff like that. We had really long ones. But they were really, given the conditions in this time of year and the rain and stuff, they rolled true. They were really some nice, really nice course. I definitely want to go back and play again when the weather's nice. The price point wasn't bad. It was $60 a day, I think.
That's not bad.
Wow. So, for this time of year, because I think it still would have been $70 if we played Hampshire Greens a little bit or whatever. So the price point was good. They have a nice restaurant in there, nice bar area. They don't have a salad on the menu, but they made me one anyway.
Nice.
What else can I say about it? Yeah, range balls included.
That's a big deal.
Range balls included.
If people are paying over $50, right. Honestly, if they're paying over $40 at these courses, just throw in 15 balls.
Right. And theirs was not, they didn't give you like, here's your twin balls. It's just a big buckets back there by the range, so you can hit as many as you want.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
There was no limit on how many you could hit or whatever.
Good job on Worthington.
Yeah. We hit off mats today. That's because of the rain. I don't know if they have a grass practice area for the tees or not. This time of year, I didn't see, I never saw a cart person go around, but maybe because this time of year, they're not doing that either.
Yet, huh?
But yeah, it was a nice little Nice little spot. I definitely want to go back and play again.
Nice. Okay. Nice. Worthington Manor. So Worthington it gets a, what, yeah, they, B plus from you? A?
I mean, given the conditions, I give it a solid B. I mean, it was soggy, but it, right. you know, but it.
What are you going to do? Rained. It's rained.
Yeah. It rained all day. Right. It's going to be soggy. but yeah, the only one tee box, I think that was number 17. When I got up to it, I said, Sherman wouldn't like this tee box. It was kind of chewed up, but the rest of them were in pretty good shape. but like I said, I was really impressed with the greens, honestly. And given the conditions in this time of year, the greens were in really good shape.
Okay, mm-hmm.
They really rolled well, well maintained. With a lot of divots in them. Either people are repairing their divots or the course is maintaining them, one or two. Mm-hmm. And they had a lot of guys. I noticed a lot of guys working. When you got your cart, when you brought your cart back, when you came around, it was always, you know, workers there. You know, yeah. You need anything? You know, you're all right. You know, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So it looked like the customer service was pretty good on point.
I'm actually surprised at that, given this time of year, because
But there were it was a good crowd.
Seasonal mm-hmm. workers.
It was a good crowd of golfers though, because
guys came out to play.
It was a threesome in front of us, and we rode them. We rode them pretty much the whole round. I almost got hit on the second or third hole. We had just hit our approach shots, and I was just standing. But where I hit from, I was just standing there waiting for, because Vern and Darius were over on the left in the fairway. I was in the rough, and I was waiting for them to hit. I was gonna walk back to the car. Me and Rick were standing there talking, and that ball landed every bit of 5 feet from me.
Wow.
5 feet from me. And wow. I stood there, and Rick's, he was facing me, so he kind of saw it coming at the last minute.
He didn't say anything?
Well, he did, but by that time, it had hit the ground, you know what I mean? So I saw it hit, I didn't move at all. Mm-hmm. And then then he was walking back to the car, he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm debating whether I'm going to pick that ball to throw it back at him or throw it in the woods, or am I going to wait for them to get up here?"
Right, right. What did you decide to do?
I just turned around and glared at him for a little while. Uh-huh. And then I just went on, got in the cart, and came back up. And then when we got to the green, when they got to their approach shots, mm-hmm. I put it out first. Mm-hmm. And then I just turned around facing them again and stared at the guy who hit it. I knew which one hit it. Uh-huh. And I just stood there and stared at him. And then
I'm like, "We're going to do this or what?"
Right. I never said anything. I just stood there and looked.
You just gave the look.
Uh-huh. And then later on, so basically the rest of the round, anytime they were behind me, I took my time.
Right, right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I said, "This is passive aggressive. I know, but this is what I'm going to do for the rest of the round.
Well, there you know, go.
Until somebody says something, then we can take care of this."
Sweet.
But yeah, it's a nice spot. I definitely recommend that we definitely play it. Next year.
Sweet. There you go. LB. Mm-hmm. LB sticking to it, man. No matter the weather, it's winter. Yeah, but he's gonna, you know.
Yeah.
Play and mm-hmm. and
but this time next Sunday, now they're talking about snow showers next Sunday.
Oh,
so
no.
Really?
Yeah, so that would be not playing golf next Sunday.
We got to take advantage of some of these simulators, get indoors.
They have a simulator in their bar area. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody apparently now has a simulator.
Yeah, yeah.
We have to do it one day so I can. Oh, one
more
thing.
Too far to travel to go to a.
well, that particular one, yeah. So, one more thing about Darius. So, first hole, second hole, something, he says, "You all mind if I play music?" And Vern and Rick didn't say that. They just looked at me, and I said, "Yes, I did mind." I said, "Okay, well, I take that back." I said, "Well, it depends." Mm-hmm. I said, "One, it depends on what you're playing and how loud it is." Because I told him, "Honestly, I don't want to hear it." So he said, "Well, I'm gonna put it on low. If you find this, you know, offensive, if it's bothering you, let me know."
Right.
I'm like, "All right, cool." And he wasn't in my cart anyway.
Okay.
So he was playing hip hop stuff, you know, whatever, regular R&B, I guess. A few times I heard it. I know I heard Dr. Dre one time, right, or somebody like that. So I never really heard it much.
Hearing LB call hip hop names.
Right. I'm just saying that's who I heard. That's the song I heard. Yeah.
He's like, "I heard Dr. Pepper."
Oh man, no, it's funny though, because I mean he must not have known that you're not a music.
He doesn't know LB. But
I love music. I just don't like it when I'm playing.
He likes to separate his two passions.
But he asked. He said, "Hey, does anybody mind if I, you know what I mean? That's a good deal." Right. And LB was honest and said, "I do mind."
Yeah, I don't want to hear that.
I don't,
I mean, it would have been kind of funny if he just turned it on and turned it up.
Right. Yeah. Then like, we would have had a problem.
Then I would have loved. I wouldn't have cared if I was playing golf or not.
When we tried the experiment.
We did it at Laytonville.
Laytonville. Yeah.
Yeah. That was Vern, fun. That's when Vern came. Yeah. That was like Vern's first time out.
Right.
That was the same
coming
time.
In hot.
Coming in hot. Yeah. Wrinkled and all.
Yeah. So he. And then I think about it though. I think by two or three holes later, I think he turned it off because I don't remember hearing it much anymore after that.
You may have just tuned it out.
It honestly,
if it wasn't that loud.
No, because at one point I moved that cart and it wasn't on.
Because it doesn't.
Because Rick left it way back.
No, he did.
Yes, he did.
So am I vindicated now?
He did it the whole day.
Rick always does that.
But then at one point, Vern said, Durst was actually driving. I was like, oh, well, they made for each other. Because I remember one time we had all did our drives and our carts were like right behind each other.
Yeah.
And then we all went out to get our balls, and then I think Vern hit his, and then I went back to get my cart or get our cart or whatever. So long and short of it, our cart was about 50 yards up, and they had like hit their balls and both walked down, and the cart was back there. So I said, Vern, just turn around, man. Let's go back and get the car, because these two don't know what the hell they got.
Yeah.
So I went back and got their car and drove it up to where we all were.
Right, right.
So then when I go out to hit my ball, they were in the car and they're going past me. And I looked at them and I said, hey. And they was like, what? I said, don't you have something to say to me? And they looked at me, you know, like they didn't know what I'm talking about. I said, the word you're looking for is thank you for getting my cart. And then Rick like, oh, okay, yeah, you right. My bad. Thank you.
It's funny because Rick will either leave the cart 50 yards down the fairway, or he'll drive it up on the green near to the hole that he taps out for, for a double bogey.
Yeah, Trump.
Right.
Yeah, Trump. Yeah.
Craziness. Yeah. But I was going to say with the music, it's interesting because I don't mind it, but when we did the whole experiment thing, by the time we got to the eighth hole, ninth hole, I was kind of over it. Like, let's cut this off.
Yeah, I
guess if I was by myself, I'd probably have it on. But I play by myself. I don't cut any music on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Now I will do music at the driving range.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put my headphones on because one time I had my headphones on at the driving range, and the guy walked up to me and said, hey, you listen to music? I'm like, yeah. He said, that's not a bad idea. It's like, yes, you know, nobody talked to me. I'm not talking to nobody. So, right. You know what I mean? I don't mind it at that point because of practice. You know what I mean?
He just walked up to you and said, hey, are you listening to music?
Right. Yeah. Right.
You should have said, no, I'm listening to porn. just to get his reaction.
Right. Just listening. I don't need the visual.
Yeah.
I know what's going on.
I know what that sound means.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what? It's such a stupid question.
I know.
Some people say
stuff, and I don't think they realize how stupid. You know what I mean? They ask a question, and you go, "What?"
Yeah,
it's like when you wash the car, and somebody say, "Are you busy?"
Yeah, washing the car.
Washing the car. What the heck I'm doing?
Yeah, or like, you know, is there always 31 days in December?
So, Hero World Challenge. John Rahm wins by 4 strokes.
Blockhead.
Oh, 4 strokes. Well, okay, because I had saw it in the pro shop when we were after the round, and it was during the round, I think it was, when we came into turn, and Tony was 2 shots back at that point.
Right.
So I was hoping he was gonna get it together and you know, he changed. I'm sorry, changed a whole different topic now, but he changed his swing. He's working on a new swing coach.
Oh, did he?
He changed his swing up a little bit to make it shorter backswing.
Tony?
I'm telling you, that's exactly what, and by the way, the guy John Ross at Golf Tech's been telling me to do that for the last few lessons. I hadn't seen him in a month and a half. I haven't seen him in almost 2 months.
I was going to say, your last few, I thought you hadn't gone back on.
I hadn't. And he actually called me and said, hey, you got one more lesson left. Are you going to finish up or what? And then he says, and also, you know, got this holiday winter special, stuff like that.
Right.
But I still hadn't contacted him, so I got to call him back. But he's been trying to get me to shorten.
That swing up.
And I just had, and I just, he says, every time you take it this far back, it gets off plane.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He says, shorten it up.
Yep.
So anyway.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that's going to work for Fina. Well, must be working.
Yeah, because he was in the contention for a long time there. I don't know. I guess Blockhead had a good.
Yeah. Where's the hero?
Is anybody paying attention to it?
No, I am so, like, it's in the Bahamas?
In the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm. See, if you would have asked me, tell me where the Hero World Challenge is, I would have thought somewhere in the States. And I would have thought, oh, I got a 1 out of 50 chance to survive.
Right.
Like, you got to answer this or die.
Right.
I wouldn't have even been in the right country.
Right. Yeah. Because I'm not watching it at all.
I just don't care.
After FedEx Cup playoffs, it's like I just tune out.
Yeah.
I tune out.
Yeah, well,
and it's stupid because there's plenty of golf going on.
Yeah.
Like, what's the difference between now and May? Like, why aren't you watching it?
Yeah.
I just don't watch.
Well, this one had a very short. It was like only 18 golfers too. So I don't.
And one only, tie, and one
the only
Woods.
Reason right. I knew it was going on was because Thursday, Friday, Saturday, mm-hmm. I was getting
updates
from PGA to, apps, but it was only updates about Tiger.
Right. Nobody else. Right.
Yeah. Who, by the way, finished second to last.
Right.
One shot from last.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eldrick Woods, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
That's the guy.
That's.
But I'm not paying attention to PGA. Well, it's just not it.
So does it count as a top 20 finish since there's only 18 people?
Well, so they were the one telecast that I did watch, which was on Saturday, I believe. They were talking about the standings and stuff, you know, world number one, yada, yada, yada. So I'm assuming that stuff counts because they were saying if he got, and it may have been Blockhead, that he could move up to one.
Wow.
If he had, if it may, oh, it may have been.
One?
No, it may. I think now I'm trying to remember, but
there's three Blockheads.
Well, that Blockhead, Rom, and well, Brooks, I call Brooks. Blockhead, I call Rom. For me, Blockhead is Rom. Mm-hmm.
Who's the third Blockhead?
Justin Thomas to me remind me of.
Yeah,
I don't call him Blockhead. He remind me of. You remember the old, y'all might be too young for these, but the old Popeyes cartoons back in the day. Mm-hmm. The original one with Olive Oil and Bluto.
Okay.
Bluto?
Was it in the name Bluto?
Yeah,
the big guy.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, the big guy.
I thought it was Brutus, too, but I think he is right. No, I think it is Bluto.
It's okay. Bluto.
Didn't we have this conversation, or is that something I talked to my wife about?
It may be because of us.
That's how you know when you're close friends. I talked to you and my wife about this.
I know I told somebody this.
Yeah. No, but it was a conversation about what was that guy's
but
name?
But when he is unshaven, because he gets like a 5 o'clock shadow real quick, and he reminds me of Bluto.
Yes, it was us because you did compare him to that.
Yeah,
before.
That's who he reminds me of. So every time I see him and he looks unshaved, and he reminds me of Bluto from Popeye.
There you go.
From the '50s.
Crazy. Oh,
it is Bluto. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm not really paying attention to any of that stuff, and I guess we're really LB's kind.
Well, I thought when I saw the hero, I looked it up. It is on Nassau. The island of Nassau, Bahamas. So
I love the Bahamas. I've never been, and really? I love the Bahamas.
Huh. Okay, yeah. It's okay.
It's close.
Yeah, it's not my favorite Caribbean island. I mean, but I've had some good times there. Don't get it wrong, but it's just not my favorite.
Yeah.
I did a shark dive there years ago, which was outstanding.
Did a shark?
Wow. Shark dive in Nassau. Yeah. Yeah.
Check that out.
He's a scuba diver, so.
So, but what I thought about that would be a good. This would be a good time of year for a golf trip.
To the Bahamas.
Yeah. Played so many other courses on the island.
You know who was there actually they were doing Hero World Challenge?
Yeah.
You call him Apollo Creed, but Damon Applewhite was there.
Was he?
Yeah, he's there. I think he's still there.
Oh. I just looked through our Instagram feed and there was somebody taking a picture of them selfieing them with Tiger in the background.
Look, if Tiger's there right now, that's the place to be. Because you know that's a party.
You know what's going on.
Speaking of parties, so I went to, there was a boxing here in D.C. last night.
Uh-huh.
The women here, you would have thought we was in Vegas. They were in their minks and booty shorts and mini skirts and like they were
trying to be seen.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and there was a lot to see. I'm just saying you missed the party and it made me think of that.
Did anybody see the Deontay Wilder fight?
No, I ended it hurt in the draw though, right?
Oh, did it?
I did hear that and people were outraged.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we had a fight last night that went the wrong way. We thought, cause I had our whole section saying bull ish in unison. after they put they gave the decision out because they really got robbed.
I mean, boxing is pretty much done if you ask me. It's so political.
Yeah.
Because it was weird about this one. So they had a red and a blue corner. Mm-hmm. Every fighter that was in the blue corner was not local. So it was a lot of local fights.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All the local people were in the red corner. Everybody in the blue corner either lost or had a draw.
Really?
Everybody.
See, that's what I'm saying. I'm not, like, I watch UFC, but sparingly because it's so violent.
Yeah, this is brutal.
And I'm not, I mean, you know, it's sometimes tough to watch.
Yeah.
But there is no,
There is get no into an political octagon like that and fight someone who I'm not mad at in that way.
Yeah,
I got it. It's just hard to
until they hit you.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, then it's on. Yeah, right. I got to get hit first. Then it's right. on. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I got a buddy Elijah who's a UFC. Actually, retired 2 years ago, but he was a UFC fighter. Mm-hmm. And I mean, same thing. I mean, he's kind of He is crazy outside of it too. Mm-hmm. Right. I think you got to be a little bit crazy to
you
step in there.
You have to be.
But there is no this went the wrong way because somebody gets you in an arm bar, it's over.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, the decisions. Yeah. When it's on Judge Judy, the decisions are final.
Yeah, that's right. You were tapping out or you get knocked out. Yeah, one of the two.
That's the way. That's
I mean, there is
down.
No. You know, we're gonna go to the scorecard. Right. I mean, they go to the scorecard,
but so often. Right.
But there is no. There is no Don King element
no fixing
to it.
Into that.
Yeah, correct.
No, not at all. Yeah. That you can see. We had one fight last night where the guy, to us, he took a dive because the guy hit him, and it looked like it shouldn't have hurt him, let alone knocked him down. You know what I mean? And he fell like, oh, he was so hurt. Right, exactly.
It's not fun getting punched in the face.
Right. No.
Speaking of that, did we talk about this? Let's talk about who you were having a conversation with. I was watching old Mike Tyson highlights on YouTube over the Thanksgiving holiday. And man, I would not walk out of the ring alive. I'm convinced if he would have like just wound up and hit me.
Right.
I would have died. I would have died right there in the ring. I know I would have. I would have died.
Well,
I would not have lived.
Well, like, remember Bruno. Mm-hmm. What was his first name?
Frank Bruno.
Right.
When he had that same thought. Mm-hmm. And then that's why he did not get in the ring with Iron Mike.
I felt like he would if he just hit me one time, I'd have been done.
He was vicious.
I'd have been done.
Yeah, and kids now, they don't like,
I feel like for someone to take a punch from Mike Tyson, any of those guys who lost, and say, I got up, obviously after 10 seconds, but still could talk and could think. You know what I mean? Like,
the brains weren't scrambled.
You won. Yeah. You won. He didn't kill you.
Yeah.
Good night. Well, anyway.
Well, I was at I forgot where we were, but at the Charm City Classic yesterday. Mm-hmm. So we lost St. Vincent Pallotti, but lost a really good St. John's
team. It's a long season. Is it St. John's?
It's game
Northwest
2 of
season?
30. Yeah.
Okay.
They're good. Mm-hmm. I mean, they play three guards, and the smallest one is 6'2".
I mean, this counts now. This is
It counts, but this was we had three back-to-back-to-back tournaments. So, actually, this was a one day. It was a classic. Take five best Baltimore Catholic League against five best DC Catholic League. So, DC swept.
And I don't mean,
Bishop Ireton won by two.
I mean, I'm like born and raised Catholic school. There's nothing like Catholic school sports.
Man, let me tell you something.
There's nothing like it. I mean, I'm biased.
I mean, there was some. The coaches there yesterday, it was a who's who. Like, we came out of the locker room after our game. Patrick Ewing was sitting right behind my wife. Mm-hmm. You know, we played St. John's.
They had enough leg space?
Yeah, he was taking up a few rows. Let me say that. But yeah, man, I mean, DeMatha played; they're loaded.
Yeah,
Paul the Sixth is loaded. They got the number one point guard in the country.
Wow,
who is hurt? But they still won. So he went down towards ACL the other day, and Gonzaga, St. John. It was fun, man. I mean, $15. Well, I didn't have pay, but $15, you get five.
Got to see some good
high power, guys that are going to be in the NBA. Mm-hmm. It's a great time. Not so bad. We lost. So, but whatever.
Long season.
It's game two of 30, man. Yeah. We got a lot.
I know that Kevin Durant's father coaches at St. John's. Not St. John's. Carroll.
John Carroll?
Basketball.
I mean,
Archbishop Carroll.
Archbishop Carroll?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I didn't know that either.
No. I know Big John went there.
Yeah.
Big John went to Carroll?
Yeah.
They showed it.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Kyle got cut off the basketball team.
He got
cut twice in one. He got cut twice in one. In one tryout.
They put his name on there twice just in case he missed.
He was telling me last. We took him to the fight with us last night. He said that the only reason he went out because they told him there wasn't enough kids coming out for the JV team.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, when he told me, I said, well, Kyle, I've seen you play basketball. You're not good at basketball.
Right.
It's not your thing, man. He said, well, they told me to come out. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he went out and apparently he told the coach, I'm not real good at basketball.
and they told him to do something, and and he didn't do it right. And he's like, okay, you, go over there. And then he said something else happened. He ended up doing something else again, mm-hmm. and a guy told him the second time, you, go to the locker room.
Yeah, done. Yeah, gave you a second chance, and you didn't do it.
Yeah, you're done here.
We did win our first game, by the way, so we are 1-1.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah, whatever. We'll take it.
We'll get it. We'll get
rankings come out Tuesday, so what Baltimore's in is the Sun, they're counting down. So they start with number 5, mm. And then they did 4. Today was 3, 2-1, and then Wednesday the top 15 come out. So we're waiting to see if we got top 10, top 15.
Okay,
I think we should.
Yeah,
we're good.
Why not? We'll see.
Yeah. So, anyway,
LB, you brought the missus some new golf clubs.
Yeah.
Did she say she wanted some? Or?
Yeah. So her birthday's coming up, and okay. I was going to buy her some new ones, but then I thought about it. She always has 2 sets. Right.
What is she, Vern?
I know.
Right.
Who does she think she is, Vern?
Right. So she's like, well, we're going out of town. I kind of want to get some new clubs. And at first I was like, why? Mm-hmm. you got clubs that you don't use. Why should we buy some more clubs that you're not going to use, right? Mm-hmm. So I looked at some new ones, and I'm like, I'm not spending $800 on some new clubs for her to sit in the basement.
Not yet.
So I went on Craigslist, one of my favorite places, and found a set. So I go to get him. I got him from a guy named Mitch. So mm-hmm. I gave him a card. He said he was going to listen.
Hey, Mitch.
I thought he was, when I first looked at it, I thought he was Phil Hawes.
Oh, right.
You remember Phil Hawes?
Better Golf.
I do, yeah. Better Golf.
I used to listen to that a lot.
I did, too. Yeah. I did, too. And I looked up, I did a double take, and he looked at me kind of funny, like, why are you mm-hmm. looking at me like that?
So were you at his
apparently,
house?
Apparently.
I went to his house. You went to his house.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, so over North Potomac area.
Our guy, George, who plays a lot, he bought his wife, Charlene, clubs from mm-hmm. Phil Hawes.
Okay.
Apparently, they were driving in the car. Mm-hmm. They were listening to his show. Mm-hmm. And she said, why don't I go up there and get some clubs? And so, you know, George is never going to turn down opportunity to either buy some clubs. And so apparently the same day did them.
Yeah, they walked in there. Yeah.
Now, I'm not sure. Last I checked, he said she hadn't played this year at all. And she played maybe once or twice last year.
Okay. So yeah, he used to have a nice shop there. So, I mean, I used to frequent there too myself. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
By the way, the noise you guys hear in the studio, our guy, we've talked about him on the show before, Seth.
He's
Mason.
Been on the show.
He's been on the show. Yeah, he's here. He does a lot of things, but one of the things he does now, he makes furniture.
Okay.
And so he made us a dining room table. Mm-hmm. And we're recording today at my home house in Silver Spring. So
in the new studio. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so he's putting the table together.
So I went to I go to Mitch and get these clubs for the missus. And got a nice set of clubs. I forget what they are. I think they're Wilson's.
Okay.
They're pretty good shape. And I told
whose clubs were they?
Huh?
Are they any better than the one she has already?
Well, she has some Callaway. So the Callaway she has, well, she has 2 sets. 1 set my daughter, I think, has now. Sitting in her basement because she's not using them.
Was she ever interested in playing at one point?
I think she went on a vacation and she was going to play, so she borrowed my wife's club. So that's how she got that set. Mm-hmm. So then my wife had a set of Callaways. It's called EGS, Golf Enjoyment System. It's like when you get like 9 or 10 clubs.
Yeah, okay.
One of those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she wanted a quote-unquote full set of clubs.
Oh, okay.
So, right. So that's
But, I mean, are they female clubs?
Yeah, they're female clubs.
So that's why I was asking where Mitch
You know what I would like to do, pay-per-view?
Well, of course. I mean, everybody's got somebody.
No, I mean, I'm just curious if there was a backstory. That's
we should do a Golf DMV pay-per-view with LB and the missus playing around the golf together.
That goes
in today's round, right? So Darius and I, we were talking about something.
Oh, that's a Tiger Phil situation.
So on the other course, there was a couple playing on the behind us, so they went on another hole. Mm-hmm. And Darius mentioned, he said, "Yeah, man, I wish my wife would play golf." And I looked at him, I said, "No, you don't." He said, "No, I think it'd be cool." I said, "No, you don't.
And don't ask her to. I mean, if she wants to, sure."
Yeah,
that's what I said with my wife. She was like, "Do you want me to play golf so we can spend like time together?" And I'm like, "No,
no, not
don't
at
feel
all.
Any pr- no, no, not
no,
at
no.
all.
No, 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 no."
I mean, if she wants to play, if you want to play, sure, you can play. But don't do it for my sake.
Okay.
It's what I like to do to we work because I get to go out and do this.
Right, exactly. Like, I get away from you.
This is why we have such a great thing going on here. But see, Brianna's athletic. She plays.
I don't think athletic had nothing to do with
it. Well, she doesn't play because she wants to spend more time with you. She plays.
She does. I mean, she enjoys it, but she plays because I like to play. However, if you guys are playing, she will not play.
Right.
So your mind wouldn't either.
Yeah. So when she likes to play, mm-hmm. like she would never get upset and say, "Why are you going with them instead of me?" Mm-hmm. Like she appreciates and understands, like, this is my outlet, kind of, you know, whatever, yeah. being with my guys, whatever.
She likes to play.
I could be a lot worse places with my guys. You get what I'm saying?
No, right.
However, if I want to go play, mm-hmm. and I'm like, hey, do you want to go play? She will play.
Okay.
So it's like she enjoys playing, and she'll say to me, hey, we haven't played golf in a while. Do you want to go play golf?
Oh, nice. Yeah.
But she would never try to break into that, right. that like mm-hmm. that guy code type of like.
See, my wife would never ask, do I want to go play, because she wants to play with me. She would say, mm-hmm. do you want to go play, because she would think that I would want her right. to do that. It's like, yeah. no, don't, by all means.
No, Brianna does like playing.
Oh, sweet.
But she wouldn't. Well, as far as, I mean, I could be completely wrong. She has not.
She could be listening to that podcast. Yeah. Like, why do you want to play with them?
You never want to play with me type thing. You know, she's right. like, no, go ahead, go with them. And I'm like, well, look, we got an opening. Mm-hmm. You want to come with? No. You go be with your friends, whatever. We'll play another time. Okay. That type thing. Yeah. So,
well,
I guess it just depends.
No, y'all only play on
vacation. And I guess it just depends on the, you know, on the
relationship. Do we want to do a golf DMV outing with the wives?
Well, yes and no. I can do well. To that point, when we go to Vegas, our Vegas trip, we
right,
are taking
right,
the wives,
right.
And my wife and Coach B's wife are taking the lessons with us.
Oh,
yeah,
with Paul Wilson.
Yeah, with Paul Wilson. So they're taking the lessons.
I should get Sierra to do it then. So,
yeah. Wait a minute. When is this golf trip? When is this again?
March. Right?
March. Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk offline.
Yeah,
I can't remember when it was, because I know I was supposed to look into it, but I don't know. Well, whatever. Yeah. We'll talk. My daughter's birthday is right around that time, and their big birthday.
Bring her to Vegas. She'll never forget that birthday.
No,
neither will you.
Yeah, right. Sure, you want me to die.
Well, there you go. Anybody else have anything else? I think that's it for this week's edition of Golf. Sherman's put up the Christmas lights at the house.
Yes, we started the Christmas lights.
Sherman, get into the holiday spirit.
It didn't end well. Okay. It ended with me frustrated because we got to the end of the strand and realized when we connected one strand, somebody, not me, put the two ends together. They put the wrong end.
Two males or two females.
Yes.
And so you had to like re.
Yeah. So tomorrow we got to rip it off, like half the work down. But big shout out to my neighbor, Dave. Mm-hmm. Man, he came over and his house is the one that's lit up all the time that LB can't stand because he thinks it's too much. Manny loves it.
Oh, yeah. Manny loves
it. Yeah. So,
he does. He's five.
And of course, you don't. You're 55.
Exactly.
There you go.
My golf cart today was number 55.
Wow.
Hey, play that number.
Hey, yeah. Somehow
I said, pick a car. I went, 55 is right here.
Yeah. Double nickel, baby. But anyway, yeah. So he came over. He was up on the ladder. We're like, Dave, get off the legs. Like, no, I love this. Then he said, guys, I need a coffee. Anybody want anything? I'm going to get coffee.
Wow.
Did a Dunkin' Donuts run for us.
What a great neighbor.
Yeah, man. It's nothing like, man, when you get good neighbors, worth the price of gold. Because when you get bad ones, they can God. Make your life miserable.
There goes the neighborhood.
On the way to Worthington Manor today, I was going up 80. And, you know, you're just watching the houses you go by. And there was a guy on his roof putting up Christmas lights. And I saw, and he wasn't on the ladder. He was on the roof with his feet toward the gutter, like reaching down. And I'm saying to myself, and as I'm driving past, I'm like, oh, that's an accident waiting to happen. We're going to hear about him in the news tonight. Some guy falls off his roof and breaks his neck.
Yeah. Trying to put Christmas lights up.
Right. And you could, and even in the 3 seconds it took me to go past his house, I could tell that he wasn't comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The way he positioned himself on his roof.
Yeah.
I'm like, for some lights.
Yeah.
Some freaking lights.
For some lights.
And y'all
people. And I'm sure.
So you're not going to put any lights up outside the house?
No. The last time we put up lights, is probably, at least outside. Well, let me back up. When I say we, because when there's lights on the outside of our house, there is no we. There's I. Me, myself, and I put the lights up outside.
And the last time I did it probably was 5 years ago, maybe. And I'm I don't even know why.
Yeah, I was going to say,
I don't even know what got into me to even do this nonsense. Uh-huh. And I have these three pine trees by the garage. Uh-huh. And I just wrapped them around. You know, I don't even know if I got a ladder out. Uh-huh. I just like whipped them up around with my, did like a lasso thing and wrapped them around the tree. Something like that. And plugged them in. You know, I'm not going through all that nonsense.
Do you put a tree up in the house?
Most years, no.
Okay.
We have I have a tree that's in our foyer that it's probably 15 years old. It's a weeping willow. Uh-huh. It's, when I'm, you know, tropical house plants type thing. So it goes all the way to the ceiling. So it's probably 15 feet tall.
And you put lights around that.
In case you weren't sure how big his house is, no, he has a tree in his house.
It's in the foyer, so it's two stories. You know, I'm just saying. Most foyers nowadays in the colonial has a two-story foyer. I'm just saying.
Right.
So that's where it is.
Got a tree in the foyer.
But the tropical house tree. The Mrs. will put spring lights up on that if she gets, you know, if she gets
in the house, gets the bug.
And even if she does that, it's probably like 3 days before Christmas.
Right.
And
then, like, Christmas is
right. And then the 27th, she takes it down.
Yeah.
You know, so if we do anything, it'll be something very quick and not stressful. I'm not doing all that nonsense. Because then you put it up and you got to take it down. Man, what was the point in that? You know what I mean? I got no kids around here. No kids going to appreciate all these lights. You know what I mean?
Maybe you will when you come home.
Man, just cut the tree on, sit back, pour yourself a drink.
And watch the lights flicker.
Yeah, and listen to some Temptations.
I can't stand Silent Christian Night. Music.
Okay.
Why am I not surprised? Things that did not surprise me today.
The night of the 26th when I was coming home, of Thanksgiving, I was coming home. Radio was playing fine. Mm-hmm. They put on freaking Christmas music. And then I turned the radio off. I didn't listen to any more radio to the next day. Like, no, I'm not doing that just yet. It wasn't even December yet.
And the Grinch's heart.
Favorite Grinch, LB, Jim Carrey.
Which one?
I do have one quick question regarding our Instagram.
But do you have a Christmas update on how you feel about it yet? Are you taking what I'm saying into account? And
I have
trying to work,
actually.
Trying to work
I have
around?
Taken it.
Still tough.
We'll see because we haven't had the conversation in my home yet
about gifts and stuff.
I've just whatever.
You've been dodging it.
Yeah, I've been. Well, actually, I said to Bernanda today. I said, you know, we need to discuss these gifts. Mm-hmm. But I will say it's like Bernanda. She's a stickler for these lights. Like, they got to be straight. They got to be on point. Like, everything's got to be.
Oh, well, do it yourself. That's easy.
Oh, yeah. Hold the ladder. it's easy. Exactly. Plus, I'm scared of heights. So, there's that.
Crazy.
But I do. But, yeah, I mean, whatever. You know, Christmas is coming.
We got Seth in the house. Seth Mason. Seth, are you bouncing?
Yeah.
Just some say hey to Golf DMV. That's gotta. Have you been playing any golf lately?
Absolutely not. What's up, Golf DMV? Matter of fact, I just saw my clubs mildewed in the garage.
Did you? Have you been back to Marlton? Oh. Have you driven by Marlton?
No. Just, I wanted to drive anywhere in the close to the vicinity.
You know, Cross Creek, the other place I took. You know, that's closed now, right?
It was only inevitable.
I feel so bad. Look, whenever Seth's ready to play some golf, I owe him 2 rounds. I've got to pay for these.
Yeah.
And I got to take quality courses. I got to take him somewhere nice.
Hail to the Redskins.
Right, here you go. Seth, thanks, man. A whole lot. I appreciate it. All right, man. Take it easy.
So there was a laptop that was shot up pretty good on our Instagram account.
Yeah.
I have two questions.
Okay.
And then I'm done. Mm-hmm. I got nothing else.
Okay.
Two questions. One, were you not worried about a bullet ricocheting and coming back, like, off the woodpile?
Not at all.
No, so it wouldn't do that?
No, because the ones that they all went through it, obviously. But it was wood behind it, so they just stuck in the wood.
Well, that's what they would just stick in the wood. They wouldn't ricochet.
Nah.
Okay.
It would not ricochet.
No. You shot through a laptop?
Did you not?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I've never been to the Instagram account.
The messed up part is I missed one.
Yeah.
So it was 13. I have 13 rounds in my clip, and 12 of them went through the laptop.
So where'd the other one go?
I don't know. I missed it.
Okay. Delete this out in case ATF is listening.
Right. Yeah.
Second question.
Uh-huh. Why?
No, well,
we're done asking you why.
Yeah.
On asking any level, why? Yeah. Oh, they don't know, yeah. About anything.
No, it's like, I have a really good reason why.
You couldn't get the hard drive.
Yeah, I couldn't get the hard drive out.
So you decided to destroy
the evidence. You had to destroy the hard drive somehow.
Control, Alt, destroy.
Yeah.
Second question. No neighbor complaints.
No, not where I live.
They're probably used to folks just going out back and busting caps.
Yeah, because all those woods that are back behind my house people hunt back there all the time.
Yeah, they hunt back there, but you had 9mm.
Right.
9mm busting off 13 rounds is a lot different than a shotgun, one solo shotgun round going
on. I agree with that. But
that's why I was wondering if there was any.
No, I've
been
on more than one occasions. More than five, six, seven,
okay.
10 occasions.
Well, you know better.
They know
than
you
us.
Go out back and bust caps.
Yeah.
That's what LB does.
That's good. Because where you live,
they know they come messing me.
Mm-hmm.
We armed and loaded down this end of the court.
Yeah.
Waiting to bust a cap.
Well, that also would lead into a third question.
Uh-huh.
Well, a follow up to the second.
Uh-huh.
Because where you live and your demographic, I was surprised that there was not.
Not what?
Any complaints.
Oh.
Like meaning to Montgomery County's
finest. Oh, okay. No, I didn't.
I knew they wouldn't come to you to complain.
Right. Well, yeah, they might go to somebody else. Yeah, no, I've never.
Yeah, like 911.
Yeah. No, I've never heard. No, I've never. No.
Yeah. Because we do know the one guy who complained to your face.
Yeah.
Or to your wife's face.
Right. And then I complained in his face.
Correct.
And now he doesn't speak to me anymore.
Yeah.
Yes.
I never heard that story.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, it was almost.
He decided to wait till Mr. Brooks was gone to come
and tell
Mrs. Brooks about her husband.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, then I had to go straighten him out one night.
And tell him about Mrs. Brooks' husband.
Right.
Straighten the horse's mouth.
Yeah.
From Mrs. Brooks.
Apparently, he did not know LB.
Yeah, right. He thought I was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he know.
I was nice.
Yeah. He thought I was the nice guy at the end of the court.
Uh-huh.
He won't even look my way anymore when we pass each other.
I know, that's right.
Yeah.
Got to set them straight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
Yep.
Another shout out to Gavin, my neighbor, golfer. Hampshire Greens. We're trying to get him over one day to do the podcast.
Oh, maybe he can take us out to Woodmore.
Right. Gavin, who listens, you know where I live now, man. Just let me know when you want.
Did you ask him if he works in Frederick?
You haven't seen him.
No, I haven't seen him.
Oh, you have not seen him.
No, okay. Next time I do, I'll ask him.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Because I'm curious if that's the same Gavin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, if that was that guy's name what I meant. But I'm pretty sure that was
him. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
GolfDMVPodcast.com is the website. Check it out. Merchandise is coming. The hats. I'm going to be at a Christmas vendor event. Selling hats.
Oh, okay, cool.
Golf DMV hats, cool. Along with my book, Christmas 364. Mm-hmm. And if the producer gets the calendars out in time, we'll get the calendars there as well, people. Mm-hmm. I'll post information about it on the Golf DMV podcast Facebook page.
All right.
There we go. And thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to the Golf DMV.